Okay, we're up to Simon Chaf, we're up to Halacha Yud. Kol makom shayachid im tah chayzim espalu k'may kein hashter tzibur b'chazaris ha-tzvila. If the shliach tzibur makes a mistake, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. I'll give you examples. What's an example? If the shliach tzibur forgets to say mashif or ruach marit ha-geshem, and no one realizes this until you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're up to Rifa Einu. You have to refer anyone. Someone comes forward and says, "You know, you forgot to say Morid Hageshem." So, what is the halacha? The halacha is you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. I was once in the minyan. There must have been at least 500 people davening. It was during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say Hamelech Hakadosh, and it's a real heavy duty yeshiva shemini. They were davening so slow. Baruch Atah Hashem, it's like right before Yom Kippur, 500 people, and then they finally krich through the Kedusha, the Kadesh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Ledor V'dan Legolech, L'Netzach Nitzchim, Kedusha Tzchon HaKadosh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hokel HaKadosh. Thunder and lightning. 500 people screaming. Hamelech, Hamelech, banging and screaming. So the poor Baal Tzila, who's a very chashuv person, he was shell-shocked. Shell-shocked. As if like the whole building, Hakel HaKadosh. And he was mama shell-shocked. And they were screaming, screaming, and until he recovered, it must have been at least 10 seconds. So what do? You start all over again. That's the halach. If you make a mistake and you say Hakel HaKadosh, and you do not correct yourself within Toich Kedei Dibur, you are mechuyev to repeat, not Kaddish, you repeat the Shemona Esrei. Baruch Ato. It was amazing. I thought it was a very big Kiddush Hashem.
It's not
because the Olam made a mistake. Can you imagine how embarrassed he was? But that's the halacha. So he made a mistake. So the 500 people, they rallied behind him. No, you made the mistake. We're going to do the halacha. You're going to do it again. And we'll say the Kedusha with the same Hislavos we did the first time. Nikadesh, you got to go through the whole thing all over again. This is something you don't see often in life, such a story like this. It was really, he makes an impression. You don't forget such a story. It was interesting story. Okay. I know who the Shliach Tzibur was, and you can... Yeah, he's a young guy. I know where he lives. I know where he davens. I know exactly who it is. In fact, his sister comes to my house every Shabbos. She learns with my sister. They learn like the Chavrus on Shabbos. So his sister, the Baal Tila, comes to the house. I know the family. Okay, let's go further. No, this happened in Chaim Berlin. Not a Chassid Shtib. Chaim Berlin. 500 people. I said to me, Tshuva, it was... amazing story. Okay. What? He started to sing Kelod. Then they let when Abish brought. I haven't done it in years, but when Abish brought used to come on Shabbos, he used to sing. He used to have special shows to sing Kelod. So you could sing. You have to just.
They sang it instead of singing.
Okay, let's go further. We're up to Halacha Yud. Kol makom shayachid im toya chayzim mispal k'meikin ashlich tzibur v'chazos ha-tfila im toya chayzim mispal. That is an exception. We learned this exception. We learned Mishnah Berura. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is an exception. What's the exception? If the shliach tzibur forgets to say Yale v'yavoy. If the shliach tzibur forgets to say v'yavoy chutz mechal shachris shal rosh chodesh v'chol ha-moyid and chol ha-moyid shem shokach v'le'omar yale v'yavoy v'loy nizkar ad shehishlem t'filaso ein ma'achzir naso ki mishum ki mishum terech ha-tzibur samchinon al ma'ashe yaske b'tilas ha-musim. An incredible halacha. Being that you're going to mention it in Musaf, you're going to mention it in, you're going to say Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, that b'di'evet you do not have to, not b'di'evet l'chalo, you do not repeat the Shmone Esrei. Avlam Yitzchak Kodim Shiyah Hisham Tigilot, but if the Shtiach Tzibu remembers, they remind them before he says, he concludes Sim Shalom, before he gets to the end of Shmone Esrei, that they did not say Yale V'yavav, then of course you should go back to it, say, the Shtiach Tzibu is M'chiv to go back. Avlam Yitzchak Kodim Shiyah Hisham Tigilot, so Chodzil L'Ruh, it say, V'ein B'zeh Torah that's not called Torah Chatzibur. So it's giving us a definition. And it's not called Torah Chatzibur to go back, the amount of time it takes to go back to Ritzei, to the time it takes to go back to the end of Sim Shalom. Next.
So that would require the entire island to be asleep.
It happens.
Usually,
it happens.
Usually they're ready to pounce.
You know, I'm telling you, it happens. I daven this week, Mincha. Okay, Eschato I ani maskir. I daven Mincha Yama this week, in the beginning of the week. I'm not sure if I skipped the bracha. I think I skipped in Chazor Sashatz one of the brachas.
Realize it?
I don't know. I really don't know. Did I not? No one stopped me. No one stopped me.
No.
I know that I finished. I know. I just don't know. I could be. I wasn't paying attention.
Neither was the oil.
But Yalav Yavo, they're ready to pass.
Okay, we hope so. That's the job of the rabbi. The job of the rabbi is
to watch.
Oh, that's the job. Because the rabbi, you know, you gotta keep your eye on the ball. That's what he's paid for, the rabbi.
But he's usually one that doesn't catch it.
What? Not necessarily. A lot of the rabbi, it's not so. It's not so. That's a, I daven Chaim Blanch, Aaron Shachter. He'll catch you on anything. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. He stands there. He goes Chazor Hashatz. You can't get away with anything. And a lot of Rabbi, my father Zichron Levracha, he caught everything. He used to go. He used to catch everything. That he like you train. You trained. If you're rough, you know what the issues are. What are you going to forget? You're not going to say Mashiach Chmei Geshem. You're not going to say Yal V'Yav. You're not going to say Vesein Talam Levracha. Those are for sure. You trained. Okay, skipping brachas. What's going on over here? Yeah.
No, but the natural tendency if you hear something amiss is to doubt yourself that no, it couldn't have been so.
You don't know. I had a real race because it was a real summit, and I was very disturbed. It wasn't a big minion. There were about between 15 and 20 people at the minion. They're all sleeping. They're not paying attention.
If you would have missed Birkas Kahanim, the whole oilam would have jumped on you. That's like they...
Not necessarily,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, excuse me, I've seen. Yeah.
Not necessarily. Everyone's in their own world. Everyone's in their own world.
Only Kahanim, though.
Like Rabbi Reis, one of his best stories is one of his. One that I like is the guy's in shul. He's out in Shemona Esrei, and the rabbi is watching the person down in the Shemona. It's private Shemona Esrei, and in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he takes out a cigarette. Apparently, light to light. So the rabbi was after the prayer. He finished adding, "What in the world did the chutzpah? You take out a middle of his private Shemona Esrei, take out a cigarette." He says, "Let me tell you, Rabbi. Let me tell you what happened. I was davening Shemona Esrei, and I was planning my day. Today, I have a very important business meeting in Washington. I got to catch the shuttle." Delta shuttle, I gotta go. And right after davening, I have a kibbutz outside, so I right away start getting right. I finish davening, get into the kibbutz, call my wife, pick up this, and then get there at this time. And then I was in my mind, I was in the airport. I went to check in, I went to the counter, and I was right there in front of the receptionist, and she says to me, "Smoking or not smoking?" So I was about to say smoking. I was about to say, and then wait a minute. I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei. I'm not allowed to be mafsik.
Right.
So I'll show her. So I took out a cigarette. I took out a cigarette to show smoking. This is what you're doing in the middle of your private Shmona Esrei. He said this in front of 1,000 people.
But did you believe
that? He said it in front of 1,000 people. If the story didn't happen, it will happen. Some of my stories have just not yet happened. The real true story. Rabbi Cohen says this, right? Rabbi Cohen says, people ask him, are my stories all true? They're all true. Eric Wein says, they're all true. Some have happened, and some have yet to happen.
Some are more creative than others.
There's definitely truth to that story. Let's go further. Today, no more smoking, so I guess it's an old story. Because today, everything is non-smoking. Okay. Now this is something which not everyone knows. This is an interesting halachi. Everyone knows you mechuyev to say kedusha, but not everyone knows that there's a chiyuv to answer two amens. There's a critical two amens in the chazeres hashatz which have the same status as kedusha. People will, you know, they'll risk their lives to say kedusha, but they're not risking their lives to answer amen after akel hakadosh. And to answer amen after shayneya tefila, those two amens have the same status as kedusha. The same way you nizer to you want to do everything you possibly can, and maybe you're busy, so you have to go out to answer the telephone, or you have to go to the bathroom, or you have something important you have to go out of the shul for. So you're not going to go out during kedusha, right? Now you're going to make sure the phone rings, so you'll put it. You'll just press the button. You're not going to answer because you don't want to miss kedusha. But you, for the rest of Chazaras HaShatz, I don't care. So I'll take the phone call outside of the shul rather than just press the button. No, the same way you would press the button not to miss Kedusha, you should press the button not to miss the Amen of Baruch Atah Hashem Shoneya Tefila. And what other nafkamina is there? The Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur, he should emphasize, he should slow down. When you come to the end of Baruch Atah Hashem Shoneya Tefila, when you come to the end of Okel HaKadosh, you know, even though you're in a rush, for that amen, at least you should give it a little bit more oomph, a little more time for the oilam to answer. Chiv al ha'adam loy ma'akadusha im atzibur v'gam amen shalachar ha'kel ha'kadosh v'shalachar shemeh tefila. Hu gam kein chiv kimoi kedusha. So now it's unbelievable to say, v'chein ha'kadishim sh'omer ha'shliach tzibur. Of course, that's partial. They say the kadish, chatzi kadish, and kadish sholem, kadish eskabel, chiv hu la'anois aleihem. V'chein b'moedim hu chiv l'shchois im ha'tzibur. You mechiv to bow. When the tzibur says moedim, we had this before. If you're Jewish, when you're supposed to bow down, if you're beginning the bracha, end the bracha, you're not allowed to bow down because you're not allowed to be moisif on the hishtachavos, but in the middle of the bracha, you can't bow down. U l'chein, therefore, what does the nafka mean? Im nis'acher lovo l'beis ha'knesses. You come late. Bo'oifad she'in yochol l'hispal v'atzibur. You can't daven with the tzibur. You came too late to daven together, but at least you want to chop a rein, whatever you can, to salvage whatever you possibly can from the tzibur, kedusha and kaddish, yesh meraba. So these are the ikarim, kedusha, the kaddishim, and omein of shemei tefila. Im ein hasha iveres tzarech lahashkiach shlo yispalo shmona eshe b'shosh yafsid. If you're anyway going to daven late, wait until you answer all of these things, and then you can dive in your private shmon esher, you spalol shmon esher when you're late. But here's something that's interesting. But let's say you want to answer, or at least you want to be maharer during Birchas Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to answer unless you're not allowed to answer during that time for these things. But let's say you want to at least listen, and you'll be yoytzeh with Shomei Ka'ina during Birchas Kriya Shema. Do not wait to listen between Baruch Atah Hashem Go'al Yisrael and the beginning of your Shmona Esrei. Hashem Sefasai Tiftach V'Yagid L'Secha. You're not allowed to be mafsik between Geula Utfila. That's very important. So if you are planning at least to wait and just listen to what's being said in the Yoyit with Shmei Ka'one, stop early and do that. And Avol Al Yavti Ben Go'al Yisrael Utfila Shmona Esrei Duchot Tzorch L'Hasmech Geula Utfila. What should you do when you're coming to that part of the evening? Yamtin koidem shira chadasha. When you come to Nichamocha, before you get to the word shira chadasha, you should stop and wait until the Shliach Tzibur says Kedusha. You're not allowed to answer Kedusha. You're be'emsa perek. The best you can possibly do is to listen to what's being said and you yoitz with Shmei Koine. Yeah.
Question. I've seen situations where somebody is behind a little bit. They come late or whatever, and the Shliach Tzibur is davening. Everyone else davening the Shema, private Shema Esrei, and they're ending. So the Shliach Tzibur is waiting to start Chazaras HaShatz. And in his mind, he's calculating, I'll get up to Bal Yisrael by the time he's about to say Chazaras HaShatz. Is there a requirement that he should try to daven with them together?
Yes, that's
and
that. Yes.
Catch up Kedusha.
Yes.
Second question.
Okay. Yes. So you daven word by word, word for word,
the whole Shemon
Esrei. It's not so easy to do, and at least the first three brachas.
He's gone faster than you are.
So then that's it. So that's it. You lose out. It's not a perfect world. So you lose out. So that's it. You do the best you can do. Just do the best you can do.
If you want to lengthen your tefillah, your private Shemon Esrei, let's say Baruch Halein, we have somebody at six. So you're going to go slower.
So you're going to. So that's right. So you're
going to.
So you're not going to be getting yoytze tefillah b'tzibur then. You're right. You're going to lose out then. That's a very tough call, because in that situation you want to go down the slow Shemon Esrei. There's no. You're not yoytze tefillah b'tzibur, because you're doing it. No one's answering amen to your brachos. So that's a personal decision. If you feel that your concentration is so will make a difference, then go for it. If you feel that your private Shemon Esrei is just anyway daydreaming, then you might as well say it word by word with the Shliach Tzibur, and at least you'll get the zuchus of the Tzibur answering amen to your brachos together with the Shliach Tzibur, and you'll be yotzeh to some degree tefillah b'tzibur. It's a tough call. Everyone is different. You can't generalize.
And you can say Kedusha.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about after that.
After that. So it's a tough call. It all depends. It all depends on your level of concentration and what the Shemona Esrei means to you. The Shemona Esrei really means a lot to you, and you will gain greatly by an intense private prayer. Many poskim say that's preferred over davening this situation when you're going to read along with him and just still answer amen to your brachas. It all depends. Okay, let's go further. Yachid Oymed b'tfilah Shemon Esrei shumasayim l'chay ha-meisim, a Yachid who is in the middle of Shemon Esrei. Now this, the case that you are discussing, you are reading the Shemon Esrei with him word for word, at least the beginning of the Shemon Esrei. Problem though is that you're davening different Shemon Esreis.
Yeah.
You're davening Shachris, and the Shliach Tzibur is davening Musaf. So at least here you're going to get, you have the advantage that you're going to be able to say Kedusha. Right, you come very, very late. And now you're about to begin your Shachris when the Shliach Tzibur is about to begin the Chazaras HaShatz for Musaf. So you should read the words with him word for word, Baruch Atah Hashem, all the way through Mechaye HaMeisim, and then you say Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur, Nikadesh Eshimcha. Now the problem is, but it's you are davening Shachris and the Shliach Tzibur is davening Musaf, so he's saying Naritzach and you're saying Nikadesh. So it's okay. That's not ma'akev. You can say naritzach. You shall say what the Shliach Tzibur was saying. Exactly which type of kedusha doesn't make a difference, even though it's lengthy, and the shachris is simple. Especially when we have a big nafkamina, will be chol hamoed hashanah rabbah. That will be a real nafkamina. Hashanah rabbah shachris. What kind of kedusha do we say by shachris? Regular. Musaf. It's a very long kedusha. So you're davening Shachris. Your Shachris really deserves a very small, very short, simple kedusha. But the Shliach Tzibur is davening Musaf on Hashanah Rabbah. So he's going to daven Naritzach, Naktishach, or whatever Musaf he says, Sar Ashkenaz, the long. Doesn't matter. So you say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. Whatever the Shliach Tzibur does, that's what you should do. And what? Now here's the other shal. We'll say it outside, then we'll read it very quickly. What happens if you're up to you're davening your private Shemon Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur is up to Ashrei Volatzio, and he says V'kara Zel Zev Yomar Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, and then you say the Targum V'tisaini Ruach V'eshma Acharei Kol Rash Gadol. So you have already finished Baruch Atah Hashem Michayei HaMeisim. So should you now say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in response to the Shliach Tzibur's recital of Yatok Kadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrov Karo Zel Zev Yomar, and then you'll wait and he'll say Vatis in Ruch Vashrach Rai Korash Gadol Baruch Kvod. You'll chap a rhyme, at least you'll have some token fulfillment of Kedusha.
But you're not joining with them for Kedusha.
Right.
That's not, you are joining with them. You're part of the Tzibu. You're davening Shachris. You're davening Shachris. They're saying Asher Volatzion. They're saying Kedusha. It's a different type of Kedusha. They're saying, but a Volatzion includes within it Kedusha.
Yes, it does. It happens to, but it's not Kedusha itself.
It is to some degree Kedusha. You can't say it's not. The world exists on the Kedusha of the Sidra. That's the Kedusha of the Sidra. That's what we call Kedusha, because you have the translation there. Or what about during Birchas Kriya Shema? You're in a rush, right? You have to catch a train, and the tzibah is schlepping along. So you're already up to Shmoneh Esrei. You already finished Shmoneh Esrei, and the tzibah is way behind. They're up to Kadosh, 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 and Birchas Kriya Shema. So are you able to gain a Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekomo in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei? In those two examples, no. Because they're fundamentally different. The fundamentally Asher Volatzion and Birchas Kriya Shema, that Kedusha is fundamentally different than the Kedusha of the regular Kedusha of the Shmoneh Esrei, so that you can't do. But if you want to mix and match a Kedusha from Musaf, the Shachas, or Mincha, that's okay. That you can do. That's not such a fundamental difference. Let's see inside. Yachid, Ha'imed B'tzilas Shemun Esher, V'shum Sayim Chayim Esim, Yoimer Atzibor Kedushas Uvol Tzion, Oy Kedushas Yoitzer, Birchas Kriyashma, Einoy Oimer Imohem Kadosh. You can't mix and match. Because the fish ain ha kedushos shavos, they're not the same. Avol matziboyim im kedushas musaf. Av al pishuhu mispalol shacharis. No problem. Oine imohem kadosh v'chein behepoch vice versa. The kedushas shacharis u kedushas musaf shavos hein in concept, and it's no problem. Even though they're not the same words, doesn't matter. You should say the same words as the shliach tzibur.
But he's already missed the Shacharis, so it doesn't make a difference anymore. So he can't do it anymore, so you might as well get what you can.
You mean you're going to... Whatever, you only have one. Yeah, right. Fine, right. So you... Yeah.
You just go to the Siddur, got the name, but I remember it. In the back, they had a chart. When can you...
Mafsik.
To say what? Amen.
It's like a cross-reference chart.
Tfilas Kol Peh. Tfilas Peh. I think it's Siddur. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you don't have it anymore? Tzfilas, I think
try Tikkun Meir.
No, Tikkun Meir does not have it. Tikkun Meir does not. I know you're talking about it. It's called. I know which city you're referring to. I know which city you're referring to. I think it's Tfilas Peh. Tfilas Peh. I'm up to finish. Chafal. Simul Chafal. Chafal. What?
Yeah.
Well, but not, it's more important. These two are very important. They're more important than the other. So if you have a choice between those two and the others, you have to focus. You're not allowed to leave the shul. These two amens. That's what it means. These two amens are more important than the other amens. That's what it means. Okay, let's do one more. Yeah.
What if sometimes you're in a rush and they say together with the Baal Tefillah?
No, so that's not about being in a rush. We learned that yesterday. That is a Hecher Kedusha, where there's no Chazaras Hashatz. The Shliach Tzibur begins the Shmoneh Esrei. And everyone right away answers Kedusha, and then everyone davens a private Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur just finishes the Shmoneh Esrei.
So, but you don't get in the
all the Amings. Right, very good, excellent. He's saying very good. You see what he's saying? He's saying if you do Hecha Kedusha, he's making a very good point. If you do the Hecha Kedusha, you lose out on the Amin on Shmoneh Tefillah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the Amin on Shmoneh Tefillah is just as important as Kedusha. So if you daven Hecha Kedusha, you lose out on the Amin of Shmoneh Tefillah. That's another reason why it's not a good idea to do that. We discussed it. It's it's looked down upon. It's not the way they are. It used to be done because of Bittul Torah, but today people are not so.
Don't add it in
industrial measures.
It's not the right thing to do. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Simen Chaf Aleph. Didn't Mishlo Yispal Lehech Yashli Men, a person that forgot to daven, and now he has to daven a double Shemun Eshrei at a later time. Here we go. So, Kvar Nispar Yishim Avar Zman Tfilo Yibiz B'mezik Ein Loi Tashum. A person deliberately decides, I'm not going to daven Mincha. You lose it. I remember vividly when I was in 8th grade. This goes back, like, before you were born. I remember There was a guy in my class. He didn't daven mincha. He played hooky. He didn't daven mincha. We're from a good stock, good family. Principal came in, fuming, caught him. Where are you from mincha? So the boy said to him, I'm going to daven. I decided I'll daven 2 ma'arivs later. 13-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy. I decided I'm not going to daven. I'll daven. I don't have time. 2 ma'arivs. So, did he go into a fit? The principal, he says, he quoted this halacha. He says, the halacha of davening a double tzila is only oinis. Even shoygig is not so. We'll see what he says. Even shoygig is not so simple. Oinis. Oinis is different. There are three levels. There's oinis, totally beyond your control. And then this shoygig means, if you would have planned your day, you're a little guilty. And then there's amazing. So there's no shalacha, I'm busy, I have a business meeting now, and I'll daven a dhamma. No such thing. So that's what it says, Ein loy tashem, aval imach mashkaga. So here he says something that's very controversial. This is not so simple. Not everyone agrees to what it says, Sir shkaga oy oynes. Even an accident. Now it's hard to define the difference between a shkaga. I mean, who's going to go and start a nitpicking of the difference between a shkaga. What is a shkaga? What's an oinis? It's very vague what the definition is. Oinis, loy yispal. Oh, this is something which is more legitimate. Shetabit, you lost the beloved shekh lachsal yispal. You just forgot. You go, you're supposed to say now, tal matal levracha. You just totally forgot. Now it's mincha, right? You're now in the middle of, you go to work, you're mincha minyan, and you die. Oh my gosh, I forgot to say this morning, tal matar. So now you have to have a double mincha. Yochel hashlima le'achar atzila hasmuchala. Period. Now what do you daven first? Before you begin to daven the second thing, you really have to daven now a double shemon esrei. So what's your kavana? Are you going to daven first the shachris or then the mincha, or you do first mincha then hashlama? So your kavana is v'tzach sheyispalel davka tefila shu zman. First, the kavana should be the tefila that's bezman. V'yachakach tefilas hatashlumin. The ha'inu imlo yispal shachris. If you do not daven shachris because of an oynis, ozai kishyagi zman tefilas mincha yispalel mitchila tefilas l'shem mincha. You say mincha, and look what it says now. V'yomer tachanon. Wow, here's an avim because tachanon. People don't realize this. Tachanon is a chelik of the shmona esrei. You're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik between the Shemona Esrei and Tachanun. As soon as the Chazaras Hashat is over, immediately, there's no din. You can't go have a conversation. Let's say a person davens, you're davening privately, whatever it is, and you finish your Shemona Esrei, and you have an important phone call. I got to be mafsik in the middle of that to take the phone call. Just like you have to wait until you finish Tachanun. Just like you're not going to answer the phone in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, don't answer the phone when you finish Shemona Esrei before you Tachanun. Wait until you finish Tachanun before you come to Ashrei. Okay, then before Ashrei you'll go and you'll take the phone call. But don't be mavsik between Shemona Esrei and Tachanun. So l'mayin afkamina, I'm davening now a double Shemona Esrei. For Shachris, you're not going to daven the whole Shachris. The only thing you're going to do to be mashlim Shachris is daven a Shemona Esrei. Mincha, you can daven a Shemona Esrei and a Tachanun. So if you're doing first the Shachris, so you daven first the Shemona Esrei, finished. Then I would daven the Mincha, Shemona Esrei and Tachanun. But that's not correct. Since now it's the Zman Mincha, the first thing you do is Mincha. So if you daven Shemona Esrei and Tachanun, because that's the set for Mincha, and then you daven the Shemona Esrei for Shachris. That's Nafgamina. The Tzach Lishpal, Davka Tzilas Shuz Zman, Davka Tzilas Shuz Zman, Imo Yispal Shachris, Ozka Shegiz Man Tzilas Mincha, Yispal Mitzil Tzilas Shem Mincha, Vi Oymer Tachanun, Vi Achan Biyar Oymer Ashrei, then you say Ashrei Umispal Oud Shemona Esrei Bishol Shachris. So he says over here very Chiddush, that you should say Ashrei. You should say Ashrei before you daven. You should be mavsik with an Ashrei. That's what it says. Achar kach ashrei mispalel oyd shmen esrei b'shvil shachris ve'im lo yispalel mincha. Now, what do you do when it comes to the other ma'ariv by ma'ariv? Oz yispalel tchilas arvis, daven the entire ma'ariv. V'yisherak dehiluch dalet amos ve'enoy oimer ashrei. Why not? Because you generally don't say tilim at night. That's the reason why you don't say ashrei. And we do today, but even though we do today, that's only for emergencies. It's not for nusach hazal. So therefore, generally speaking, it's not a good idea to learn to say tilim at night. Okay, they have tilim goose at night today, and people with rachmanos done in shul, they say tilim keseder at night. I've seen even the biggest rabbanim, top of the line, is say tilim at night, because we're not makbid on these things. We're not nizer on these things. What it means, but. Because the real reason why you don't say at night is because night is a zman of din, and ksuvim, anything that's tersheh b'chsav is also din. Tersheh b'al peh is rachamim, and tersheh b'chsav is din. Nighttime is din. You don't want to compound din with din. That's why I told you yesterday that Hasidim don't say tachnon when they daven mincha late, because when you daven after shkia, it's already a zman of din. Tachnun is din. It's a sakana to compound din with din.
Early Ochnish.
Early? No, we discussed yesterday. We discussed yesterday that they make a machana that the early minion, only the first minion. Okay. The oimer ash the einay masher elam yagis patzilas shimon eshrei b'shul mincha. But it does say you have to delay. We learned this yesterday. We learned this 2 days ago that whenever you daven a double shimon eshrei, you're not allowed einoyis and mitzvahs chavilois. You must be mafsik the amount of time it takes to walk the hiluch mil v'yimlo yispel arvis. Let's say you didn't daven myri. What's the say there? What you do in the morning? You say tachnun the ashrei, and you say ashrei that the yispalel tzilashmon esrei l'shem arvis. And look what he does. The very complicated seder hadavarim. Look what we do now. You don't repeat ashrei a second time. You only have to say ashrei volitzin once. So you daven tachnun and ashrei. That ashrei you're going to say is going to count for. Twice. It's going to count for your ashrei volitzion, and it's also going to be an ashrei as a hakdama to a shmona esher that you're going to say to be mashlim the myrus. This is very interesting. Not everyone knows this thing. Then when you finish the second shmona esher, which is going to be the shmona esher for myrus, then you just say lamatzeach. You don't have to say ashrei again. Because you already said ashrei before you said your second shemona eshrei. Yom la matzeach uvolutzion ve'aso loy leechol ashrei spalal gam tzvilah zo. In the morning you're not allowed inoch naladam. You're not allowed to eat before you daven. So you would say, oh, I davened already one shemona eshrei. I'll kiddush, right? Let me go to the kiddush now. No, you can't go to the kiddush until you daven the second shemona, because since now it's a zman of shachris, the mela, it's your blood that's on the line. The also lo lechol at she yispalul gam tefila zo shehi l'shem arvis. Okay, so very important. Say the hadvar what to do when the person has to be mashed.
And should have kavanon that the first is the shachri,
right?
And this thing is kashrut.
Right.
But vice versa is not acceptable.
Right, correct. It's not exactly correct.
What about a mincha? Shabbos mincha?
Oh, so what tefillah do you daven? So you daven the same tefillah you're davening right now. So yes, he's asking a very question. Maybe we'll go over this next time. What do you do if the mistake spans different zmanim?
Right.
Like Shabbos, Shabbos. So Shabbos is different shmona esrei. So you daven the same shmona esrei you daven now. Like, let's say at night was Ato Kidashta, and now it's Shachris Yismach Moshe. You daven a double Yismach Moshe. Mincha. Right. You daven a double Ato Echot. A double Ato Echot. And Meir will daven a double Meir of Choyl. You're always the Shmona Esrei of the Zman, and you have Kavanah that it's going to count to be mashed on the one that you missed.
Do you have to say Ato Echot twice?
Oh, a very good question. I believe not. You do not. Right. There are a lot of halachas here. Believe me, there. If I have time, I'm going to look up a lot of them. Go over a lot of these halachas. You're asking a lot of very good questions, and these are complicated issues. And there are chilukideas in some of these issues. Not everyone agrees with exactly what. But generally speaking, the general rule is, you do for hashlama what the Zman is right now. If right now it's Mitzvah Shabbos, you're going to daven now a double Ma'ariv of Mitzvah Shabbos. The first Ma'ariv is going to be for Ma'ariv. The second is going to be a Hashlama for the Mincha that you missed. Even though the Mincha was Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad, and now it's Mitzvah Shabbos and it's 19 brachas, it doesn't matter. You daven now 19 brachas. And those 19 brachas is going to be a Hashlama for the Ato Echad. And that's always the pattern. The pattern is always do double what you do now. The first one is for your Chiv now, and the second one is Hashlama, but the Hashlama still is going to have the form of what is proper to do at this moment in time. Okay, we'll pick up on that.